Welcome to the Open House Podcast. Conversations exploring life, faith and hope with Stephen O'Doherty.
There are many landmarks in life's journey. The first times we did something, first time we saw something or changed something or realised something. On Open House we're going to take a bit of a look at some of those firsts from time to time in an occasional segment, talking to people about experiencing firsts. And our first guest in the first segment is a sensational young man who has left his Christian school days to experience his first semester at university. His name is Garrick Light Mason, and welcome to Open House, Garrick.
Oh, thank you, Stephen. Good to be here.
Firsts. Do you remember the first time you went to school?
Yeah, actually quite a while now, but yeah, it was kind of in kindergarten, just starting the first day, and was a little bit nervous.
Was that in Australia?
That was actually in South Africa, so yeah, that was a little bit nerve-wracking, kind of being separated from mom for the first time. But yeah.
Always traumatic for your parents as well. It was the most traumatic day of my life.
Yeah,
no, two of definitely. Them when our kids went to school.
Yeah, no, definitely for mom. It wasn't a happy day for her either, but got past it. So,
because I was just hearing someone the other day, we remember things not just in our brain, but our bodies remember the physical reactions we had at the time.
Yeah,
and in fact, that physical or visceral reaction, sometimes it lasts as a memory longer than other memories.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think more than anything, I just remember crying, and like I still remember holding on to my mom. So not even what happened around me, but more so just I remember holding on to my mom's leg.
I imagine it was quite different going to uni.
Yeah. Oh, look, I didn't have anyone to hold on to and cry.
Your mum didn't want to come and wave you goodbye.
No, not at all. But yeah, it was kind of that same feeling, but I think more so a little bit more exciting this time instead of fear. You know, just kind of going into a new environment, new people, new classrooms, et cetera. And yeah, it was, I think, more so exciting in this situation, but still a bit of fear, a bit of nervousness.
Did you have a good experience of high school?
Actually, I have no complaints. I had a pretty good high school life. Mm. I had good friends, good teachers. It was a good environment that I went to school in. So,
but nevertheless, I imagine you're ready to leave.
Oh, I think towards the end of year 12.
It's a long time.
Oh, man. Yeah. I think always loved school, but towards year 12, it's like, okay, I'm excited to leave. You know.
So there's a lot of anticipation about going to university. Did you? What were you expecting it would be like?
Well, for those 4 months, I kept on dreaming about it. I think you watch in the movies, you look at different colleges, at least in America, and you kind of see this freedom, you know, parties, bigger lecture halls, lots of people. Mm. And I kind of just imagined this really versatile, like, life where you're studying, but you're also partying, I think, a little bit. And yeah, just you're kind of all over the place. You're seeing new places, new campuses, etc. So, yeah.
And was that the experience?
So far, probably less exciting, actually. I think it's been more work than play, to be honest, which I guess is not a bad thing. It's been nice experiencing things and kind of new feelings, new smells, all of that type of stuff. But but yeah, it's been a lot more work than I expected. So,
no, it's interesting to hear that you're working. That sense, well, because that sense that you have of people going to uni and kind of breaking out, that it's about freedom, that it's about no compulsory going to lectures or very little. Some lectures I know are marked for attendance, but others aren't.
Yeah, yeah.
Some people don't cope with that and they kind of go a bit crazy. Have you seen people around you doing that?
So far, not so much, but I think at least for me, I think that non-compulsiveness, that, you know, very little structure has definitely had an influence. I just had my first few exams and that, I found them a little bit more difficult than usual just because I didn't have structure. I didn't have teachers kind of influencing me to study as much. It was all really on me, and you have to sort out your own study plan, how to submit assignments and that. It's all really up to you. So I think that structure, I found it a little bit difficult, but I haven't so far found anyone that's like kind of gone crazy about it. But yeah, no, it's definitely been difficult, you know, for the first bit.
You're listening to Open House. Our guest is Garrick Light Mason. Garrick is a first-year university student at Macquarie University in Sydney, and this is a new series we're doing of firsts, the first time you, in this case, went to university. So, Garrick, part of changing whole sort of structures, educational structures, even work structures for the first time is learning about the new people around you. Did you find that exciting, hard, difficult?
Yeah, I think that's probably been one of the biggest changes to get used to. I mean, during high school, you're kind of in the same area with people that are in the same geographic location as you. So, and at least for me, I went to a Christian high school. So people had kind of similar ideas, similar perspectives of the world. And just the degree that I'm studying is very rare, like varied with subjects. I sit next to a guy in one of my subjects that's American. He's studying to be a paramedic. There's another Swedish guy in another class of mine. People from Jamaica as well. So I think it's kind of just, and also a lot of the people that I'm, you know, kind of meeting are a lot older than me. So it's definitely pushed me out of my comfort zone to interact with people that are older than me, and also with just different ethnic backgrounds and that, you know. So
did school prepare you for that level of variety, or did your church prepare you? I mean, how do you approach the making of friends, for instance?
A little bit. I mean, definitely in the Christian environment, we're always taught to kind of respect each other and love each other and be kind of caring and kind, you know. But I think it's definitely been, you know, I think from that perspective, it's been okay. It's been pretty normal, if I can say that. You know, you just kind of start up a conversation and just get to know where that person's at. Especially in the Christian environment, you do that to see where they are with their walk with Christ. So, but yeah, I think just assimilating with their kind of ethnic background or just their perspectives from where they're from, that's been, I guess that just comes from asking questions. And I mean, pretty much everyone that I've met, if you're kind and you're decent, they definitely are too. So.
But your school and your church background gave you a theory of personhood, a way to approach people.
Yeah.
Yeah, yes. I like that.
Yeah, so just kind of, I think, just the morals of being decent and kind and also, I think kind of being, I want to say gentle in the way that we are about people and receiving, you know, who people are. That type of thing. So
that's fantastic. And yet, did you find that everyone was gentle towards you as a Christian, now they're getting to know you and you've come out of this Christian background?
Yeah, I think, to be honest, I've been blessed. I haven't had any too many hard confrontations or uncomfortable confrontations. I think that's also been, if I can say, probably one of the struggles that I've had is also showing my faith, you know, in conversation, bringing up God and in some form of topic. And I think, so far people have been pretty all right. I mean, sometimes it's just from the way that, like, you know, you kind of, the language that you use during the conversation can also give a bit of an indication of your faith.
Absolutely.
And I think people quickly realize, oh, hang on for a sec, you know, this person is not saying certain things, so they must have, you know, have a certain or a different perspective or viewpoint. But so far, so good. People have been pretty gentle and in return, and they've been kind of kind to ask me questions. So that's been good.
Well, Garrick, this is an interview about firsts, but it would be helpful for you to say, and I appreciate it's less than a semester in yet, but what would you be saying to students currently in year 12 contemplating university next year? Could they do anything differently or the same as what you did? How should they prepare themselves for the first next year?
First confrontation. Yeah, I think definitely the biggest advice I could give is, whatever situation or environment you're in, whether it may be school or church, just kind of looking to maybe strike up a conversation with a teacher or even a student or a peer that you've never really spoken to before, and a church, a person that you've seen around quite often but just never kind of come to speak to. I think it'll be good just to get you out of that comfort zone, just to explore different social backgrounds. That definitely I would say is the biggest advice I could give. That would make you a little bit more comfortable in preparing for uni if you are thinking about uni.
Well, I hope your year continues to go well. Garrick Light Mason, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Stephen.
Yeah, I love hearing people's stories. Garrick is a volunteer at Hope Media, and we wanted to ask him how his first semester went at university. And good advice there, too, from Garrick, who's a very fine young man, I can say, from a very fine family. Hey, if you have any thoughts on people you'd like us to talk to about a first in their life, why don't you give us a buzz at Hope 1032 in Sydney, or you can hop on our Facebook page and get in touch with us there. We're Open House Community in Facebook. That's what we are. That's our page.
Discover more Open House podcasts at openhousecommunity.com.au.